Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, January 17th, 2022. I'm Rich Strappolino. Amazon emailed UK customers saying it will no longer ban the use of Visa credit cards on its platform. The company announced in November it planned to ban the cards as of January 19th, citing the rising cost of accepting card payments. Amazon said it's working closely with Visa on a potential solution. Researchers at the browser fingerprinting and fraud detection service Fingerprint.js report that a bug in Safari 15 allows websites to see the name of other databases created on other sites, opening the door to cross-site tracking and profiling, even in private browsing mode. This is caused by an implementation error on the IndexedDB API, which ordinarily uses a same origin policy to restrict data being accessed by third-party sites. Fingerprint.js reported the leak to WebKit Bug Tracker on November 28th, but it remains unresolved. Late last week, Ukraine was hit with a cyber attack that knocked dozens of government websites offline. According to a statement from the Ukrainian Digital Transformation Ministry, all the evidence points to Russia being behind the cyber attack, but reiterated that the personal information of Ukrainian citizens was not accessed in the attack. Russia denies the allegations. Meanwhile, the Microsoft Threat Intelligence Center detailed a new ransomware-like malware impacting multiple organizations in Ukraine, first seen on January 13th. Microsoft said it has not found any notable associations between this malware and the cyber attack against Ukrainian government sites. The malware encrypts systems like ransomware, but has no ransom recovery mechanism, meaning it's just meant to render systems inoperable. Microsoft observed the malware impacting multiple government, nonprofit, and IT organizations. Netflix announced it will raise prices on its Canadian and U.S. plans. Netflix's standard plan with two streams goes up $1.50 to $15.49. The 4K plan goes up $2 to $20 a month. And the basic plan, which doesn't have HD, goes up $1 to $10 a month. The new prices are in effect now for new subscribers. Existing subscribers will get an email 30 days before any price increase is effective, and this will roll out gradually. The last domestic price increase for Netflix was in October 2020. Apple announced it would allow dating apps in the Netherlands to offer third-party payment options, complying with the decision by the country's Authority for Consumers and Market. Apple will introduce two optional new entitlements exclusively applicable to dating apps on the Netherlands App Store, but also plans to appeal the decision. The Electronic Frontier Foundation spotted a new Android 12 option that lets users disable 2G connections to avoid privacy and security problems exploited by cell site simulators. Also known as stingrays or IMSI catchers, the devices can masquerade as a cell tower, making cell phones in their range connect to them and intercept personal data use and information. Although Android users have the option not to allow 2G cellular connections on their devices, the setting is turned on by default. Apple announced that Apple Pay will soon roll out to Argentina and Peru, although no launch date was provided. Chile could also roll out Apple Pay soon, as Banco de Chile added the terms and conditions to use the service to its site back in December. Researchers at the security firm Intezer report on a new type of malware called SysJoker, a remote access Trojan, or RAT, which started hitting systems in the second half of 2021. SysJoker is unusual for several reasons. Its code is written from scratch with versions for Windows, Linux, and macOS, with Linux and macOS versions fully undetected on the VirusTotal malware search engine. It also uses four separate command and control servers, indicating an advanced threat actor with significant resources. Canary Builds of Edge began testing a new followable web feature, providing a button to follow a YouTube creator in the address bar. This will add recently added YouTube content to Edge's collections feature. In May, Chrome began testing a similar experimental feature to follow blogs and creators through an RSS extension inside the browser. Bloomberg sources say Apple's mixed reality headset could be delayed to a late 2022 announcement, potentially not going on sale until 2023, with overheating, cameras, and software potentially causing the pushback timetable. Apple reportedly targeted unveiling the headset at WWDC in June. Meanwhile, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that he believes the headset will use two processors, with one on par to the M1 Pro chip due to its additional GPU cores, as well as interchangeable prescription lens options and advanced audio technology. Mark Gurman also reports that Hyundai and Genesis vehicles will get support with Apple's car key feature over the summer. Currently, only select BMW models support the feature. 9to5 Mac reports that, according to Apple support on Twitter, the iPhone 13 series does not support the noise cancellation accessibility feature, available in older iPhone models. This feature reduces ambient background noise on calls when held up to your ear. Some users initially suspected this was a bug in iOS 15, but it's just not there. And finally, the popularity of the browser-based game Wordle sparked a sudden interest in the unrelated iOS app Wordle, which has an exclamation point, which has been in the App Store since 2017. The developer of the iOS app, Stephen Kravota, reached out to Wordle creator Josh Wardle, and the two agreed to donate any proceeds from the iOS app to the charity Boost Oakland. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.